Hello and welcome to Full Access Hoops and OTG Basketball Podcasts. Be sure to head to otgbasketball.com for the latest and greatest NBA content out there. We're going to be running a Hire or Fire series very shortly. We just finished our Hot Take Marathon. The NBA Outlet, the flagship podcast for OTG, in which I co-host with Nick Fay, we've begun our season preview series. We're going through all 30 NBA teams, division by division, breaking down teams. We are starting with the Pacific Division. We have a Clippers preview already out now. Another one dropping tomorrow, which is Wednesday, because this is Tuesday night. We're recording this episode of Full Access Hoops. So be sure to check that out. And also, go to dsgntree.com /the-glass to get merchandise. We have a bunch of shirts out there right now, and you can get all of that with a discount code. Well, you can get $5 off of any purchase with OTG5, which is really cool. So check out some of those shirts. And with me today is Nigel Freeman. Nigel, how's it going, buddy?
It's good, man. Can't complain. Things are good. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Life is good. No complaints. Back from vacation. Took me like a full week back from vacation to really get back in the swing of things. You know, when you're going on vacation for 5 days, you're just kind of like in a cloud the first week back.
Yeah, but certainly how it goes.
but I'm back now. I'm operating on all cylinders. So it feels good to be back and recording. This is the first time I think we're recording since
100.
Right. So this since before I got back from vacation. So since before I left for vacation. So this is the
first. Schedules were not lining up.
Yeah. And also, I think that was the post-fog a little bit, too. But we are back. And on this episode of Full Access Hoops, we're going to be doing basically just music because, as we said, we haven't recorded since episode 100. This is episode 104. And there's been a lot of music that's dropped.
Yeah. Good. Good stuff. Good music.
Yeah. Like, not even, like, a couple, like, for example, Earth Gang's Out, which we're going to talk about last because that's gotten a lot of high praise so far. But you put me on to Rhapsody. Eve is the name of the album. You told me to listen to it, and I hesitated and didn't listen to it right away. And then you asked me if I listened to it yet, and I still hadn't listened to it. And then finally, I'm like, all right. First, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, do I really want to listen to this? So I Googled it, and it got like an 8.6.
You fucking didn't trust me off rip?
By some rating.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie.
You had to out. No, time out, dude. You had to outsource to get validation on it. Fuck you, man.
I've never heard of her before. I've never heard of Rhapsody. So I was just like, is Nigel putting me on something that's just like who? I wanted to know who she was. So I had to do a little research. And Your high praise backed up by a high rating online. I was like, all right, she must be really good. That's a 2 for 2. So don't say like I completely snubbed you, because there is you. I just needed to have a little bit of more background information to back up the claim.
Yeah.
But Eve, Rhapsody, first thoughts.
First thoughts? Me? You want me to rip it?
Yeah.
Dude. So I always kind of knew who she was, right? And I listened to her, but I never really gave her a real shot. So I had like by her years ago on my playlist. So I used to listen to her. And then I played this. I was like, oh shit, Rhapsody's out. Let me just listen to it. And right away, the beats, they're all like samples of other good songs, which made me even like it even more. Bars, crazy. She's lyrical. And then after this, I kind of had to look up more about her. Mac Miller actually put her on.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So, like, this is a co-sign by Mac Miller. And I was just like, it makes sense.
Yeah. The beats are crazy. The beats are very good. The lyrics are what actually blew me away.
Yeah.
Was the fact that, you know, she can rhyme. She can spit. She has some really good features on this. You know, of course, there's the Sir and Jid feature on Amon, which I was a big fan of. J. Cole's feature I liked as well. I didn't even know who Kay Roosevelt was, but I liked Kay Roosevelt. I liked D'Angelo and GZA.
That's GZA, bro, from the Wu-Tang.
Oh, I didn't put that together.
Bro, That she literally, that this was going to say, I was going to say, like, this was my favorite song on the album because that's literally his song that she sampled and put him on.
That makes sense.
That shit is hard. Liquid Swords, bro. Oh, my gosh.
So a lot of these beats, I'm not going to lie, I knew them, but I couldn't place the songs to a lot of them.
I get that. I feel you. I feel you.
So that was an issue that I had, because I definitely, like, a lot of the samples, like you said, like, I remember, like, damn, like, I've heard this beat before, but not knowing, like, not being able to place the artist that used it first.
Yeah, she did every song justice, dude, OD. And she had a Queen Latifah feature on here. Queen Latifah hasn't rapped since the fucking 80s, or the fucking early 90s. I think it was the 80s, late 80s.
Yeah. And that's this album,
crazy.
And this album went against what we normally like. 16 songs. Yeah. Over an hour long.
Yeah.
But of these 16, I mean, I can honestly say there's 12 I like for sure. With maybe four that I'm like iffy on, but it was an extremely strong piece of music, a piece of work.
OD. OD. The pacing on this shit was fire. It didn't feel like an hour, but like, you got absorbed into it regardless how deep you were into it. You're like, things weren't dragging out.
So, of these 16 songs, what's your top three?
Top three? So I'm going to go with Nina. That's the first one. I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Eve That Chat with D'Angelo and Jizza. And I'm going to... I really like the Sojourner by with J. Cole.
Yeah. For me, it's Nina, Serena. Oh. I really like Serena.
Yeah.
Number six. And then for me, I can't say that word. Sojourner with J. Cole was definitely in my top three as well. With an honorable mention to Amon with Sir and Jid. And Cleo as probably a runner-up. I actually really liked the first couple songs really, like, were able to suck me in, which is big because when you don't know an artist, you don't really have much to background, those first couple songs are crucial. It's what got me to, like, for example, Brockhampton on those first couple of saturations, the fact that when the album starts strong, it can kind of suck you in. Eve definitely did that.
Yep. I need you to listen to just some of her older shit, dude. Like, there's an album back she dropped in 2013. There's a Chance the Rapper feature on it. Mac Miller, Problem, Styles P. It's called She Got Game. This is the album that put me under her. Okay. The song that I initially listened to was Lonely Thoughts with the Chance the Rapper, and that's a vibe, straight vibe.
She Got Game.
Yeah, listen to Lonely Thoughts. That's like, that should be like the gauge of the album for you.
All right. Time to give it a rating. I don't want to do basketball. We're getting rid of the basketball scale.
Okay.
For now on, we're doing letter grades.
A, B, C, D?
A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, F. Right?
A, D, C, D, F. Okay. Okay. Solid.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. I'll give this... An A. Yeah.
I'm going with A-.
A-, okay.
But this is honestly, and I don't know if this is a hot take, I wouldn't be surprised if this is in the running for Rap Album of the Year.
Bro, I was feeling the same way. I would, if it was up to me, I would already be on the list.
I think actually two of the albums that came out in the last 2 weeks between Eve and Miralem, which we'll talk about at the end, I think both those albums are in the running for Album of the Year.
I respect that. I don't even think this is a hot take. I think that's right in the right temperature.
And it's wild because we're getting these albums in September.
Oh, like, I know.
And
yeah.
We mentioned this a lot in this pod. It's been a light summer when it came to music. I mean, YBN Cordae probably dropped the best album of the entire summer, arguably.
Dude, I think the best music has come out over the summer, though.
I mean,
Rick Ross came out this summer.
But was that album as a whole that good, though?
I fucked with it. As a Rick Ross album, I fucked with that.
Compared to Eve, Maryland, and YBN Cordae's album, which I'm spacing on the name of it, his album was worse than all three of those.
Okay, if you're putting it in terms like that, yeah, it's the Lost Boy. That's what it's called.
Right, Lost Boy. Yeah. I would put all those three albums over Rick Ross's as of right now, Port of Miami.
And, I mean, and I will do the same thing too. I would, but it's just like this year has been a disappointment overall with all these big drops that just have not been hits. The closest thing to that, I would say that also deserves Rap Album of the Year is Igor, Tyler, Creator's album.
Man, I don't know. I gotta go back. When we're gonna probably do a end of the year kind of show where we'll probably go through albums and we'll make our cases for albums and songs, something like that.
Yeah.
And you might have to sell me hard because I never got it. I didn't get the Rap Album of the Year vibe. I thought it was better upon my third listen through because I've noticed with me, if I have expectations, the first listen through is going to be disappointing.
Uh-huh.
The second one, it can catch some steam. And then the third one is when I can make a really accurate assessment.
Yeah.
And the third listen for me on Igor didn't blow me away. Now, definitely the third listen, though, there's more songs that I was like, okay, like I Don't Love You Anymore. I fuck with that song a lot more the last time I listened to it than I did the first two times through.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those, maybe I got to give it a fourth listen. Maybe that's what it's going to take.
Fourth, fifth, sixth.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're probably 14th and 15th listen through, maybe even more.
That'd be in a day. I'd listen to 14th.
I'm selling it. I forgot this man Nigel listened to Run the Jewels 3 for probably 5 months straight, night and day, without it turning off. He would go into the bathroom with it on. He would walk to the grocery store with it on. He would drive with it on. He probably had an ear plugged in at work listening to it because he was consumed by Run the Jewels 3.
Yo, that's a fact. RTJ4 is dropping in the next couple of weeks.
That I'm extremely excited.
That's a holiday, dude. That's a goddamn holiday.
Nigel's gonna be calling out of work. Guys, I'm sick.
Dude, I honestly might have to cop new headphones just to listen to that.
I got RTJ. I can't come into work today. Damn, what's RTJ? I can't tell you. It's pretty serious though.
It is.
So Eve, A for you, A minus for me. I think this, once again, was a really strong piece of art. Now, Common drop music.
Baby.
Let Love.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
So, Good Morning Love, Her Love, started off strong. I can do without interludes in most albums. Interludes to me are... Or at least this interlude I didn't like. Hercules, it dropped way before the album came out. That was good. Show Me That You Love is pretty good. I was massively, massively disappointed by this album. Oh. Yep.
That's a hot motherfucking take. Holy shit.
Felt disorganized. Wasn't blown away by the beats. Definitely can still rhyme. Can definitely still spit. I don't have any issue with that. But I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel the love. I didn't feel the love.
Dude, wow. I respect you. I respect your opinion, though. Like, I kind of can see where you're coming from. Just because of the vibe of the album, it's very old school. It's very like fucking, how do I put it in words? One flow the whole time. There's no variation in the flow, even though like a lot of people's sounds are all one way, but a lot of people have different variations of their flow. His is just kind of the same all the way around, but he's lyrical and you can hear what he's saying. Her was a fire song when he's just naming artists, fire rappers, and just artists in general in that song. Dope. Fifth Story, probably one of my favorite songs on the album because it tells a fucking perfect picture of this guy cheating and his girl pushing him out the fucking window from point to the very end. That's amazing. The first two songs kind of caught my attention. Those were really kind of caught my attention. I listened to this while I was at work. It was, in my opinion, pretty short. 46 minutes, 11 tracks. It flows pretty nicely for me. Have I listened to it again since? No. Will I, though? Yes. On a vibe day? Yeah, I'll throw this on. It was good. I've never listened to a whole piece of Common's work since he's been out since 92 until this. This was a complete project that I listened to. And compared to like 04, 06 Common, this is good. This is good.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's not like Common's not an impressive rapper. I just feel like this was compared to like his, because I had to go back with some old Common. It just feels like it's a little bit more simplistic now than it was in the past. His bars, and I don't know. I think you still have my replay value. To me, this doesn't have much replay value.
Mm.
There's definitely some songs that you can play again, like Her Love, and actually Fifth Story, I did like. But you know, in Hercules, I think Hercules is a good song as well, for it being one of the more, I don't want to say hard tracks, but it's one of the harder lyrical songs on this album. I just wasn't blown away. I just feel like it was a lackluster piece.
It's kind of funny though. All the albums that we were hyped for either disappointed us or blew us away.
I'm just really looking forward to
it. Yeah, and that's why I'm like, damn, like that's crazy. You were looking forward for this.
Because I don't know. I don't know what I expected. I just thought, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, all right, so we might as well go into the grades. We already talked about the songs we liked. Because like for me, this seems like a little bit of disrespect, but like this is like a C+ to me.
Mm. I would have to say it's
I think it was average. I don't think it was bad. I think it was right in between that C+, B- range. And for me, I'm going to go C+ because I've already been tougher.
Yeah, I'm going to go B-. I feel you, though. I completely get you. Because there's some songs where I'm just like, damn, I do want this to end.
Right.
You know, like I see where you're coming from. It's some of it's bland. But it's a good piece of work still.
Right, exactly. It's also like a very loungy type of album. Like you got to be in the right. And again, like I listen to a lot of my music when I'm either driving to or from work, to or from the gym, and going to the gym. Those and when I'm mowing, those are my big times to listen to music. And I gave this a full listen through yesterday when I was mowing, so I can't change songs. And I had that feeling for several songs of, man, I wish I could skip this freaking song right now. And that, to me, is when I'm just like, this isn't good, if I'm getting that vibe. So C+, which isn't terrible. I mean, it's still an average album. And like I said, there are certain songs. Like Hercules, I could replay that song several times.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't like Hercules.
You didn't like Hercules?
No. Because I was looking for more of the more story-ish song. I wanted more of Fifth Story. Like, I love that shit. That was so good. It's hard for an artist to make a song that you get the whole story and, like, you could picture it without even closing your eyes. That's how vivid their wordplay was.
Right.
That was perfectly done. Like, the only closest thing to that, I think, and, like, I hate to fucking say this dude's name, but R. Kelly was trapped in the closet. Despite having the music video for it, like, you had the full story from start to finish in that. It's just perfect wordplay.
I think that's fair, actually. So, moving on to the album I'm looking for. We're going to save Post Malone dropped an album, but since you haven't given it a full listen through yet, we're not going to talk about that yet, because that album deserves a full...
It's really good, really?
Yes.
I only like Sunflower, so I listened to that song.
That song came out so long ago.
I love that shit, dude. It's so good. No,
it's just funny. I actually gave this album, because it's now I gave this album 4 listen throughs.
Holy shit. Okay.
And I didn't like it the first two. And And then I was like, well, I liked bits and pieces the first two. And then I was like, yesterday, I was like, I'm mowing. I was like, you got to just listen to it. And a little bit, you know, Post Malone. Post Malone is a little bit sad, it feels like, often. So there's, it's a little bit, some songs are a little bit of a downer. But the feature with Ozzy Osbourne, that song's amazing.
It's Ozzy Osbourne. It has to be.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. You need to give that a full listen through before we actually dive into that one.
I definitely will. I'll definitely listen to it.
But here we are. Earth Gang, Mirror Land, already alluded to it and mentioned it before. I think this is clearly in the conversation for rap album of the year. I mean, I was blown away the first day. You know an album is good and I'm fucking with it if I post it on my Instagram story. If I'm posting a full album, not just one song on my Instagram story, then it is flames in my eyes.
Yeah, that's facts. That is facts. I do have a confession, and it's just kind of because I ran out of time. I only listened to this one time. Mm. I listened to it once. And I actually am excited to listen to it more after this, because I'm listening to this and the Post Malone album.
Yeah, I've listened to this about 5 or 6 times through, probably.
I want to hear your thoughts about this, because like I love Earth Gang. Earth Gang's fire. Their favorite, you know what happened actually when I listened to it right after this? I put on the EP Rags. I listened to it and I was like, damn, I really want to listen to something else, more Earth Gang. And I almost played it on repeat, but I went and played Rags instead.
Interesting.
That's exactly how it went down. And I was just kind of like, and I played Rags a couple times afterwards. Rags is fire. Rags is really good. It's like Rags, 4 or 5 songs.
Rags is good. You sent me that a couple weeks ago when I was up in Albany.
Yeah. The song with Kehlani, though, is fire. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, I mean, so Earth Gang in this album, they're kind of talking about their emergence into stardom in a lot of ways. Mm. You know, bursting onto the scene more so this past year, obviously a part of Dreamville. You know, the first time actually I heard Earth Gang was on what was it, Revenge of the Dreamers, right? Is that what that came out?
That newest one, yeah.
Right, on Swivel. And they have Swivel on this album as well. But the bars, the beats are crazy. I absolutely love just about every beat on this album. And I love the lyrics. They're just well needed. Top Down, Bank, the song with Young Thug, Proud of You.
Yeah, it's
a jam.
That song's good.
This Side, I really actually enjoy the flow of Tequila with T-Pain.
Me too. That was good.
Kalani's song is solid. There's just, you go through and the first like 7 songs are just really strong for this album. Or the first 9 to me are really strong. And Up obviously came out, I think, a couple weeks ago, and that's still, it's still good. I mean, obviously, I played the shit out of it when it first dropped as a solo, or a single, I should say. But I was really impressed by how strong this album was, because I haven't heard a lot of Earth Gang. So this was really my first full album experience of Earth Gang. And I mean, you know, Johnny Venus and Dr. Dot, like, way to go, guys.
You know what's kind of sad is I never knew their names.
Oh, well, now you do.
Johnny, I'm happy. Venus
and Dr. Dot. Yeah.
I think they are like on par as like the best rap, like one of the best, better rap duos.
I saw a comparison today that they're the next Andre 3000. And uh-huh.
I see Outkast vibes for sure. And I feel like that's where they get a lot of their inspiration from.
I would agree.
But I was literally going to compare them as well, as saying like it would be Outkast, it would be Run the Jewels, then it would be Earth Gang.
For you right now?
That's my top 3 for rap duos, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
Because like before Outkast,
if we got more J. Cole, I mean, excuse me, more Jay-Z and Kanye. But we only got the one album, so it doesn't count.
But Watch the Throne is a classic. I actually listened to that recently because I'm gonna get into it later on more about the Kanye shit, but I was really getting missing Kanye West's music. So I went back and I started listening to his other shit, and I had to go listen to Watch the Throne, and that shit's flames. That is a good, they're on the top 5. Watch the Throne's top 5.
Yeah.
I don't know what's for though.
So my top three songs for this album, it's that middle stretch. I'm gonna say four. Top Down, Bank, Proud of You, This Side. That stretch right there. And honestly, I could even throw in Up. From 2 to 6, I don't even think about skipping. And the only time I skip Swivel is when I'm, you know, I've heard Swivel so many times because that was my favorite Ashley song on Revenge of the Dreamers.
Yeah.
But man, strong ass album. Your songs?
It's gonna be Proud of You. Young Thug. I'm not a big fan of Young Thug at all.
Really good on that song though.
I was fucking surprised. It's like, goddamn. T-Pain song, Tequila, because I was not expecting T-Pain to be on a fucking track with these motherfuckers. Yeah. And then Kehlani song, Trippin'. That shit goes ham.
So the hardest songs you weren't in your top three.
Because I wasn't like, I wasn't looking for that, I guess.
Interesting. I'm interested to see how you feel about this album when you listen to it.
I want to listen to this shit so bad. Like, I'm
really
cannot fucking wait.
So for me, this is getting an A.
A. Okay, solid.
Not getting an A plus. A plus is like you're a master. This isn't.
Yeah.
This isn't an A plus. Actually, I'm not giving it an A. I'm gonna give it an A minus. Okay. I don't think it's. I think A and A plus. I'm gonna be really stingy with giving out.
Yeah, I get that, and I'm gonna do the same.
Yeah, I think this is as close to a perfect album as you can get, similar to Eve by Rhapsody. I think these two albums are both A-minuses for me. I mean, again, this is 14 songs, 55 minutes, and of the 14, I probably enjoy 11 of them. And to me, that's really important.
Yeah, that's solid. I'm going to say first impression, a B. First impression, okay. B. And then next episode, I'm going to give him my final.
We can revise it. Yeah, sounds good. And we'll also talk about Post Malone next episode that we'll be doing. And so Kanye.
Yes.
You've been missing Kanye?
Dude, so you know how he's been dropping those, like, Sunday service? Yeah. So he'll redo his song with just gospel lyrics over it. And, like, I'm just listening to the instrumentals, and I'm just like, damn, like, Kanye literally is a musical fucking genius. Like, his songs are all fire. Like, he has fire discography. So I threw on, I want to say it was Graduation, and I was just like, it took me back to a time where, like, I loved, like, rap music and, like, nothing but Kanye West, because I bought a lot of his music. And then, like, I finished Graduation, and then I was like, damn, I kind of want to listen to fucking Watch the Throne now. And I listened to that because I listened to that shit, like, basically how I listened to Run the Jewels. I listened to that during that time, and it just threw me back all during that whole fucking time of my life and shit. And it's just, it was dope, because it's like, no matter what type of vibe you're looking for, Kanye has an answer. Like, fucking 808s and Heartbreak, I listened to that shit too. That shit I actually paid for. I bought the deluxe album for that. And that shit will literally put you in a fucking mood. It's like sad, but it's like the perfect sadness to not be like upset or like you want to. It's just like, it'll just put you like, you calm you down almost.
Okay.
It is a vibe. It was a vibe.
I need to revisit Kanye. That's actually something I'm gonna tell you this now. I'm talking to you about this now. I think what we should do because this is what we used to call off ball. Now it's full access hoops at the end of the day. I think we should spice up the way we do these. All right. Now listen, hear me out. So we do our new albums, songs that we talk about, you know, what, once a week. I think when there's not a lot of music, or maybe we sprinkle it in randomly, we should go through artists and go through all of their work.
Fuck yes.
Talk about their albums, rank their best songs, the best albums. I think we should start doing individual artist breakdowns.
Fuck yes. I have been wanting to talk more just about random shit. Hella fucking yeah.
I think, because I've been thinking recently, like, I love obviously talking about the new shit, and that's important, but I think to give more content and then the for us to talk more outside of what's just happening right now, it'd be fun to go back down memory lane and going through somebody's, entire piece of work. Like, for example, like Post Malone, I didn't even listen to the second album he dropped, Beer Bongs and Bentleys or whatever.
I didn't either.
So, I want to go through his stuff. I know, like, Common, I hadn't revisited his old stuff in a long time. So, I think that'd be – so, if you're listening to Full Access Hoops right now, me and Nigel are going to start going through artists. And we'll be – I don't know. We'll probably, I'll put names in a hat, and we'll probably just randomly do it, and we'll just start going through guys just to mix up the music content, because I think going forward, even though we're obviously going to sprinkle in some basketball talk, me and Nigel, I think we're going to go – really hard towards talking a lot about music.
Yes, I like that. Real quick about Post Malone, did you ever listen to his first mixtape with White Iverson and like What's Up?
Yeah.
Okay. That shit was
I Fall Apart. Probably his,
I like think Stone, that's what it
is. Talking about Stony, the album, or no?
It was on Dat Piff and Nowhere Else, and I can't find it anymore. I don't remember. I know it was like White Iverson was on
White Iverson's on his first studio album, Stone.
It was before that.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's a tape. There's literally a mixtape before that. It was like on Dat Piff and Spinrilla. Yeah, and dude, I cannot find the shit anywhere. But literally, that has one of his, like, all the songs on there are literally his best songs. Nothing that he's puts out today touches that.
And people love him today.
Yes.
He's crazy popular. I'm not totally sure why, to be honest. But he's crazy popular. That guy doesn't sleep.
I'm telling you, it's because of that tape, dude.
Interesting. All right, so maybe we gotta go.
I have to find this shit. Yeah, dude. There's times where I'm just like, I can never remember the song name, which also makes me so angry. There's one song on there that is perfect, and I can't find the shit anywhere. It's not on Dat Piff anymore.
Interesting. All right, so definitely gotta look into that because I'm actually intrigued now because I have not heard. That mixtape.
Yeah.
So that's gonna do it for our music.
Oh, producers. One second, dude. Have you ever heard of Danny Brown?
No.
Okay. So Danny Brown is I want to say he's a New York rapper. He's been out for a minute now. He's made songs with Run the Jewels. He did a song with Absol. You remember the song Really Doe? Really Doe. I have to play this for you. So basically, while I'm looking for this song, he dropped a single this weekend called Laundry. And I think he's dropping an album soon. I'm pretty sure he is. It was number one on the Apple Music list. His song was fire. And he dropped a video for it too.
Danny Brown.
Yeah, you know
Danny Brown. I have a video on my phone.
Uh-huh.
When I was I had a Snapchat filter. When I had my mustache and the glasses, and I was like, "Hey, kids, if you want to pass your class, you got to do your homework."
I remember that.
In the background, you go, "Whoa, Danny Brown follows this girl."
Yeah. Dude, I remember that fucking whole day.
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy. That's
like 2 years ago. So that's hilarious.
Crazy.
That's 3 years ago. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
That was a minute, bro. Listen to this. This is it. You know this song, okay. Dude.
I know what that is. Yep.
That's Danny Brown.
Interesting. Okay. Danny Brown. I gotta do some homework on Danny Brown.
Yeah, he has fire. I mean, he dropped a fucking album or a mixtape that's like 100 songs long. Don't ever listen to it. He is hit or miss. I will tell you that now. But a lot of his good shit is good.
All right. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to give somebody else a try.
Yeah. He's like on that level of like Action Bronson fire.
That's high praise.
That's pretty high praise.
Yeah, that's pretty high praise. Yeah. All right. All right, so once again, I won't Google it this time. I'll just give the guy a shot. I won't question your authority. I won't question your knowledge. Final thoughts, Nigel?
Dude, I fucking love you, man.
I love you too, buddy. Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Formanzy Media, Formanzy Media. You can find me on Mixer at Formanzy, Formanzy. And,
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at KWALHoops, KWAL Hoops. Be sure to follow the brand on Twitter at OTG Basketball. You can follow and keep up with this podcast on Twitter at Full Access Hoops. There is an Instagram at Full Access Hoops. One of these days, I'm going to start using it again. I'm going to start posting clips from these pods. I'm not sure why I haven't. Of all the productivity I've been doing, that is an area that I am slacking in, mainly because I just run so many social media accounts. I should just post the content. But check us out on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, OTGBasketball.com. And until next time, peace out, knuckleheads.
Peace.